Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Right, tonight we're going to be going into some of the shaila of Tosefes Oira, which is the shaila of basically is the fact that our rooms are well lit. The fact that our rooms are well lit without the candles. That is obviously very different than what it used to be. In previous generations, have got electricity. And the question is, does that make it in any way a problem? Is it problematic that we make a bracha on Hadlokas Neres Shel Shabbos, considering the fact that you don't really need that candle? In order, we said the whole rationale of the mitzvah is because Shalikosh Eitz Evan, that you shouldn't trip. But you're not going to trip anyway because you've got plenty of light. If the whole reason why you're lighting is not to trip, you're not going to trip anyway because it's got plenty of light in the room. So does that make it a problem? Yes or no? That's one question. And then we're going to go into the Bahagim Etzem Seif Yud, which is the whole concept of this whole concept of the connection between Hadlokas Neres and Kabbalah Shabbos. To what extent is it connected? Not connected? Is it naturally connected? And is there any way around it? So that will be discussed tonight, Emir Tzah Hashem. So, let us start with Sif Ches, which tells us the following halacha. Shnaim or shloisha balabatim, if you've got two or three balabatim, oichlem b'mokim echad, who are eating in the same place. Yesh oimrim, some say, shekol echad mevorech al menoiro sheloi. You've got a few people who are eating in the same place. Yes, they can each make a brach on their own Menorah, their own hadlokah, they can. V'yesh megamgem bedova, and some are unsure about this, they're not convinced. And they say that, no, you cannot make, they can't all make a bracha on the same room. They can't all have many people making hadlokas neiras bracha if in the same room. It doesn't work. V'nochon, it is rightly zoibesofik brachas, it is proper to be careful with regards to the brachas. V'lo yivorech, and there's only one person make a bracha, v'lo yivorech ala echad, havalonoi noyagin kein, the Ramos, it's not the minig to be makpid on that, rather the minig is that many people can make many brachas in the same room. So let us get clear in this Shulchan Aruch, which is very key. Sivkot lamet hei, Mishneh Berurah says, shekol echad mevorech, the kol ma'ashem itoyis of oira, yesh bo yisholem bayis, v'simcha yisera lanos oira, b'chol zovis v'zovis. Rabbi said, this is the key Mishneh Berurah. We're learning now that the scenario is as follows. You've got numerous people who have got a mechayev, an obligation to light hadlokas neir shabbos. Many balabatim. They all have got their own room, and they all have got a read, but they all need to light them. It's all one big room. They're all there. And they're all now, Friday, they all need to light Shabbos candles. Each of them, they're not mishtatev beputa. There's nobody lighting for them around the corner. They all have to light themselves. Now, so they're all taking out a candle. And two, the travel ones, they take them out, and the matches all organized. And here you've got a whole bunch of men making the bracha of Hadlokas Neres Shel Shabbos. Now, it comes along, the first one, he makes a bracha. Comes along, the second one, he says, oh, one second here, I'd love to make a bracha, but there's light now already here. So considering the fact that there is light already in the room, perhaps I can't make a bracha. Because again, the whole bracha is on light, shloi koshel be'etz v'evan, you shouldn't trip and fall and hurt yourself, shalom bayis. Should be peaceful. Pardon? More light. So he says Hagon B'Yakov Shlita, that Reb David Shlita, that it's fine because the rationale is that not only on the first light you can make a book which creates the main light, the essential light, but on every additional light. One can make a bracha. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says indeed. So in good company. The kol mashem mitoisef oira, whenever you have more light, yesh b'sholem bayis v'simcha yeseira. The fact that it's more light, it's more pleasant, there's more sholem bayis, there's greater simcha, it's more lichtig, la'anos oira b'chol zavis, every corner is well lit, it makes a difference. So therefore, you could make a bracha, the second one can make a bracha, The third gentleman can also make a bracha, and the fifth as well, and the tenth as well. Because it's a concept that the more light, the more peace, the more harmony, and therefore on that additional element of light, you can make a bracha yourself. So Chanukah is slightly different, but what do you want to say? Yeah.
So that's
yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah, although you're quite right that in many halachas they are comparable, in many things are comparable, but the reason of the what we're trying to achieve with the hadlaka is very different. That is a pesum neis, and that is sholem bayis. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. Give me a minute, Gabi. You're very good. We're on that. So the Mishneh Berurah says that is mechadish that the Shulchan Aruch says that Tosefes Oira, you can make a Tosefes Oira. Now, based on that, we can go now a step further and discuss the Shaila, which is a modern Shaila. The first ones to discuss it is last generation. It's Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliashiv, and Dain Weiss, and that generation of poskim, they address, okay, for one second here, if you've got well-lit any of our dining rooms, the Rebbetzin is lighting at Lokas Neir Shabbos, is there a problem of lighting, because how can she make a bracha on at Lokas Neir Shabbos, considering the fact that it's well-lit? So there's not going to be a stumbling, there's not going to be a tripping, there's not going to be a problem of Shana Bais, really. There's plenty of light there. So the poskim now say, and they want to be mechadish, based on this very Mishneh Berurah that we saw now, they want to say, just like the second gentleman, and the third gentleman, and the tenth gentleman, can make a brocha on a Tosefes Oira, on additional light, and that's a brocha, and that's fine, and that's acceptable, and that's good. Similarly also, if she's lighting in a dining room where there is light, you can also make a bracha because Tosefes Oira it is. Got a well-lit room, granted, but by lighting more candles, it's going to be even more light. And on that additional light, you can make a bracha, and hence there is no shaila. Ad kan.
Is there even a shaila at all if the lights you have in your room are not incandescent?
I don't know what incandescent means. Excuse me, incandescent.
If the bulbs don't have any
Hamorah
involved in that. LED, for example. So you can't ever be Yotzer apart from in the most Shas and Chak situation with LEDs. So, Kol's mum, that you couldn't actually light them and say a brach on them, you know, even with the Eved.
Right.
So there's no Shaila altogether.
Why?
Because they could never be Shabbos candles because there's no Hamorah.
Right. So you're saying that it's based on that. No, so the answer is that the fact that the Tosefes Oira element, according to those poskim, is not based on the fact that the oir is oir that comes from above.
Otherwise, you'd ask on lighting a plug. The rooms wouldn't light a plug.
Yeah. So that will seem Mishneh Berurah Cotton Mem that is going to tell us a little bit something about that. You're right. So we'll get to that in Sifkot Mem. Yeah, she's saying that the sunlight should be no different. So here we're going to see that Mishneh Berurah tells us, yeah, we have to wait a tiny bit about that. Keep that aside for literally a few minutes. The truth is, let us see if cotton lamed vav. Mishneh Berurah says, "V'yesh megam gem." Some I'm not so happy about it. But tam on the reason, the belavochi yesham oira meruba menero shidlik arishin. He said, "No." Some say that you cannot in the second balabais. You cannot make a bracha. Why can't a second balabais make a bracha? It's got light already. She said, "You can't." But the minhage says in Mishneh Berurah of cotton lamed zayin. That's how we pasken as Ashkenazim. We pasken. Hey, noegin elokidor rishon. We pasken like the first opinion. But look at what Mishneh Berurah Magen Avraham says now. Kasam Magen Avraham b'sem Ashlo HaKadosh, the Heilige Shlo says, quoted in Magen Avraham, te mikol mokom laivachu shnayim b'menoira achas. Imagine they've got a menoira. They've got one menoira, or it's not a menoira, what's it called? Yes, thank you very much. With a few, like, branches, and you could light. So that you can't have. That is a few people lighting from one menoira, sheyesh lem kanim ha, but it's got a lot of branches. That you can't have one gentleman lighting on the right side, one gentleman lighting on the other side, that already not. That you're pushing it now already. They're pushing it. V'yesh mekilin gam b'zeh, but even here there are people who are mekilin, they're poskim more lenient. Because the Prima Gordon, the Shlis Machal Zeh, Benoshim Aniyaz, She'eloim Kim Menoyer Achas, he said that if needed, you could be lenient, if there's no other ladies who are really poor, there's nothing else, and there are five ladies are sharing one kind of Menoyer with five branches, five ladies are really poor, there's nothing else, yes, they can use one if really needed, if they're really poor. But the Shlach Kodesh says, that no, one Menoyer is not good enough, that's already. Can you think of a svar? Why not? Why would the Magen Avraham be machmir? That Tosefes Ohr, if Tosefes Ohr is good, why not? Any svar? If Tosefes Ohr is good, why would you be mechalek? Two different gentlemen, five gentlemen, different corners of the room. That's fine. But if it's one menorah, that's no good according to the Shlach. As you said, that's one light, and that's. I hear. Any other svaras? What did I know? Shlach Kodesh. Isn't that it has to be an element of being of spreading it in within the room? If it's in Mamash the same place, it's questionable. Right? Okay. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says if need you can be makel, and it seems easy in you be makel. Now I want to just point out that I feel that offer oni tachas the gdolim and the tzaddikim that discuss this shaila, but I just feel that there's an element of chiddush here to compare the electricity shaila to compare that to the surface oil shaila. Again, the question is how can we light nowadays hadlokas neir Shabbos in a dining room? It's totally lit. So how can you make a bracha on Hadlokas Neiras? It's totally lit. So they want to say, I hear the shaila. The shaila is a good shaila. Shaila is a good shaila. Does anybody have any doubts on the actual shaila? Do you think shaila is a good shaila? Okay, Matt, the poskim say, why are we making a bracha? Why? What's the takana of Hadlokas Neiras Shabbos? It's the reason is not to stumble and not to hurt himself. That's why we have to light Shabbos candles. Okay, so that makes sense. 100 years ago, in your grandmother's times, in my grandmother's times, this makes perfect sense. Because without the Shabbos candle, it would be pitch dark. So you make a bracha, nothing national Shabbos, and because of that, it's going to be lit. Fine, I hear that. Good. This was in your grandmother's times, great-grandmother's times, for many, many centuries. Today, however, things are a little bit different. Because long before Shabbos, somebody switched the lights on, and it's very well lit. And it's going to be very well lit without your Shabbos candle as well. Totally well lit. So how can you make a bracha, or bracha to Asher, lahadlik neshel Shabbos, and you're not, knowing very well that you're not adding anything with this light. It's going to be well lit, and it is well lit. Why? How can you make a bracha on such a hadlok as neshel Shabbos? That is the question. Now the poskim, many poskim indeed, and the greatest Torah giants of the previous last generation, they say it's fine. And why is it fine? Because like we're finding in Shulchan Aruch, that second gentleman, you've got many gentlemen in one room. Imagine this room over here. 10 men are lighting in this room. So he can light, the first one can light over here, second one can light over there, third one can light over there, fourth, fifth, they can all make a bracha. Why can the second one make a bracha? How can the third one make a bracha? How can the fifth one make a bracha? It's literally because of the first one. The answer is, because we're learning out the Mishnah Berurah's famous words, that Tosefes Oira is on adding an extra light, it's always an element of extra light, it's a bit more lit. And since it's a bit more lit, you can make a bracha on that extra light. Tosefes Oira, kol ma sheni Tosef Oira, yesh ba, loshon Mishnah Berurah, kol ma sheni Tosef Oira, yesh ba sholem bayis, v'simcha yisera, and therefore you're allowed to add. And therefore they say, just like the second gentleman, and the fourth gentleman, and the tenth gentleman can make a bracha, similarly also, we can make a bracha on the electricity being, hang on. Oh! Wow!
Before making that, to switch them off and on again and then light.
Very nice.
But also, in the Heikhatimsa originally in the Mishnah Berurah, there's the first guy lights his candles and makes a bracha. So the second question is only on the second bracha. It's not on.
Correct.
A bracha in Gunson, like from Meir Korah.
Yeah.
Whereas here, we've got electric lights in the ceiling.
Yeah.
They all made a rock on those electric lights. So when you're lighting the Shabbos lights, you're not asking the question, can I make a bracha now? Because someone's already made a bracha. We're saying, can I make a bracha when no one else has made a bracha because of electric lights? So it's not the same
thing. It doesn't say it. Very good. So let me start with your first point that you make. And that is, today is Noshim Tzit Konyos. This is Noshim Tzit Konyos. That they have a minute because of this very Shaila that we just mentioned now, and they say, better yet, to have the lights switched off before a light, all the lights off, and then they switch the light on as part of the mitzvah. They light it on, that's part of the Kovet Shabbos. Subsequently, straight after switching the light on, they do that Lukas Neiris, and they make a bocha on that Lukas Neiris. So, the only way to make, you first do the mitzvah, then you do that, then you make the bracha, right? You light, and then you make the bracha. So, instead of just lighting, they also light the electricity on. It's part of the bracha, part of the mitzvah. So, you have the light off, you switch it on, and then you run and you do the Had Lukas Neiris. There's no Shem Tzitkonis we have who do that because of this Shaila. Because of this Shaila.
I think it makes more sense to light with the light off. Because you're really, that's the mitzvah, lighting the candles. And then you put the light on.
Unless, no, you're quite right. Because you could do it like you said. In theory, you could do like you like you suggest. Yeah. Mrs. Gill suggests that you light first Shabbos candles, and then you run and switch the light on, and then you make the bocha. You could do like that because... Yeah, so that goes into the Shaila. When exactly are you mekabel Shabbos? Where are you mekabel Shabbos with the lighting, with the bocha? That goes into that. But yes, since there is maybe, there's various reasons why you shouldn't do it the way you suggest, and rather you should do it first switching on the light, and then after the light, it's various reasons why, because Kabbalah Shabbos, it might be with the actual hadlokah, and also because of hefsek as well. So it makes more sense to switch the light off and on before the hadlokah, and then doing the candles. Now, some people do that, and some people do that, yeah. No, so you are saying how could you be Mekabel Shabbos with that? How could he be a Mekabel Shabbos with actual hadlokah?
Yeah.
What are you asking?
Yeah,
so that is a very good point. Achorim discussed this. The answer is that if that, however you understand that you're Mekabel Shabbos with the hadlokah, however you understand that, but either way, it's not going to be with the hadlokah of Meikradin. It's hard to understand why a woman would accept Shabbos with actual hadlokah. But if it's without hadlokah, then it's going to be with the completed hadlokah that she always does. In theory, probably yes. But there's two problems with that. One is a hefsek problem. It's a hefsek. But if the switching on is not a proper kium of the mitzvah, if there is such opinion, the whole the switching on is not a proper kium of the mitzvah, then should be mechal Shabbos.
It's
going to
be
mechal
Shabbos because if it's not
no, yeah, if it's should be mechal Shabbos. If it's not part of the mitzvah, should be mechal Shabbos because she's with a completed hadlocker of the candles, she's mechabel Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, that's a minik anoshim. It's not really meikir adin. So that's a very key question. When exactly are those women mekabel Shabbos? They don't even know themselves, I don't think. But it's brought down as a minik anoshim, and it's not really meikir adin. It's true. The women they've always. We'll see soon. Mishnah Berurah not. Maybe they're always on the side, but Mishnah Berurah I don't think mentions that. That it's brought down as that the women they don't blow it, they don't the match. They just drop the match, and it's going to be nischaber me'elov. Yeah, because that's assuming the fact that the mekabel Shabbos with the actual hadlaka. Yeah. So it actually, according to that, it'll be muktzah as soon as they... I mean, it's all very hard to understand, because that means that by completing the thing, it becomes muktzah, and they have to literally drop it the second day. Like, they have to... It's a bit hard to understand all this. It's really hard to understand. Because again, we're going to see in a minute, in Sifyut, we're going to see that really a t'nai works. Now, why would a woman accept naturally... why would she accept at that point Shabbos? It's really up to her, really. I mean, she can really direct the acceptance of Shabbos. So why would it be just when she's finished? I don't know. In theory, she could. Leaving out the bialach we spoke yesterday, she could really make the bracha before and then the light afterwards, and that would work with the tnai as well. In theory, yeah, it's not the minig, but in theory, yeah. So no. So we're going to see it on that night. We'll see it in Sifyut. That will be discussed in Sifyut. What a? Therefore, we'll see if you teach us that it's not necessary. So,
she's right in the middle of lighting, and then suddenly there's some kind of shatter cut that she needs to stop and deal with. Then it's nice to know whether or not she's brought Shabbos in yet or not.
Yeah, but it's going to be too late to make it tonight then.
I'm saying, so
she always it tonight, just in case. Yeah, I hear that. Okay, so let us see Hamadlikim bezobis habayis, people who light in the corners of the house, for eichle bechotz, and they eat outside in the garden. Ensure that the candles are really long. If you're not eating in the place where you're lighting, you should ensure, it's like the Pochim Sivov. You have to ensure that they have benefit from the lights upon return. Otherwise, it will be Pochel Avatola. Here, the Mishnah Buin Sivkot Meh mentions, and that's something we touched on a couple of times. Over here, it's actually Mishnah Buin says it black and white, and I'd forgotten, I didn't see this Mishnah Buin. Mishnah Buin says over here, if you are eating in the house, even though if you're eating in the house and it's not burning until night, it's not. We're learning now over here that if you're lighting in the house, Rabbi Isai, and it's lit, early Shabbos. It doesn't have to burn until night. Says Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah explicitly. V'loy havu bochel v'atola av shadayin yoyim. Why? Yesh lo hanov v'simcha b'shas achile min haneiros. He's having some enjoyment from it. Hasod the Achronim say that after Shkia, it has to be after Shkia. After Shkia gets a little bit dark. It's talking about after Shkia. Hasod the Achronim understand this Mishnah Berurah like that. After Shkia gets a little bit dark. Right? A little bit... when the sun sets a bit, so it gets dark enough to get some benefit from the light. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Mitzvah, "Amufchesh yasen eros arukos shudolkos adalaylo av shiroy tzelechol mibod yoyim." There is a mitzvah in Amufcha, a hidu mitzvah that it should be lit until nacht. Yeah. When is Shkia? Are you mitzvah in a mufcha?
Yeah, the longest Shabbos.
Longest Shabbos. Yeah. So you're saying Nacht is about 10:30? Yeah. So that is mitzvah. Yeah. So that is mitzvah min a mufcha. It's mitzvah min a mufcha. But it's a mitzvah min a mufcha. It's not meikar din. It is good. It's nice. It's proper. It's very, very nice. But without it, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that it's fine without it. It's not. They normally do. Now, Rabbi says if Yud. Let's start. We won't be able to complete it, but let's start. The Baal Halachas Gdoilos, there's the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gdoilos, the Bahag. Kevin Shehidlik, Neshel Shabbos, Chol Olav Shabbos, Venesel Be'ach B'melocha. But the Bahag holds that when you light Shabbos candles, you are forced to accept Shabbos, and Melacha becomes also. So that is the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag holds, when you light Shabbos, candles, it becomes Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Bahag. And according to this, no goes ksas noshim, some women, a makbit, after they made the brocha, the bench licht, and they lit candles, mashlichos la'oretz apsila, oh, that's where it is. It's not Mishnebur, but it's a Shulchan Aruch. Thank you very much, yeah. Mashlichos apsila, shebiyotun, sheidliku ba, vein mechabos oisom. To make a point of not extinguishing it. Why? Because they've accepted Shabbos by the Shulchan Aruch's nusach is, kimin shehidlik neshel Shabbos, chodolav Shabbos v'nesem melocha. When you lit, you're mekabel Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim, and here again, Moshe, your point, that it's not only the first light, but it's all of them that you normally have the minhag to light. So if you light 10 for the Aseres Adibras, it's going to be the 10th. If it's Yud Beis for the 12 Shvatim, and if it's going to be 36 for the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, it's going to be the 30th. Ve'ein mechabes, ve'yesh oimrim, yeah, now. So ve'ein mechabes oisom. Ve'yesh oimrim, שאימסנה קודם שמדליקו שאינו מקבל את שבס עד שאין מחזן בוח ומויל ויש אומרים שאין מויל לא. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, there are opinions we will learn that if you make a tnai, you can overrule this Bahag. Now, as to whether the Bahag holds of that or not, we leave out, but the Shulchan Aruch holds that a tnai, a condition, works. We mentioned that previously. That if you say, I am hereby not mekabel Shabbos, by doing this hadlaka, that works. It's not naturally, intrinsically connected. You can light without being mekabel Shabbos, you can light with the brocha, and you can mekabel Shabbos at the later point. So some say that works. Okay, so we'll be discussing that more, and as to whether it applies to men and ladies equally or not, will be discussed tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem. Tonight we discuss, just to summarize, about the 2 and 3 balabatim eating in the same place. That the Shulchan Aruch's first opinion is that not everybody can make a bracha because there's already light, and Shulchan Aruch says that it's proper to be makpit like that. Ramos says we're not machmir, and no, in fact, Tosef es Oiro, you can make a bracha on Tosef es Oiro. And the more light there is, the more joy there is, the more peace there is, and the more the better. And you can make a bracha on a Tosefes Oiro as well. We learned that if a person eats outside and they lit inside, he has to ensure that he enters back the house when there is light. So otherwise, you'll be bracha levatola. Mishnah Berurah is medayek that if he's eating where he's lighting, then the light doesn't have to be on meikra din until nacht. But the minig is mitzvah min amufcha is that the candle should be long until it's nacht. Then we touch on the Bahag. Bahag says that by lighting on mekabel Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that if you make it tonight, then it won't be mekabel Shabbos.